So we're holding now day 86 Baruch Chatz Chaim. So like this. It says, successful speaker knows that the proper preparation is the key to delivering a good speech. A lecturer cannot come unprepared and expect his thoughts to be organized and his words to be eloquent. Chaz Chaim tells us, come see, my brother, how careful one has to weigh each word before speaking Lashon Hara for a constructive purpose. Especially when someone has wronged him, because when he speaks, he stands in great danger of transgressing the sin of Lashon Hara. And clearly, is regarding this that we could say death and life are in the power of the tongue. If one will not consider carefully before he speaks exactly how he's going to present the matter, he'll surely stumble, God forbid. For at that moment, his anger will get the better of him. It will be impossible for him to exercise proper precaution. When someone without proper forethought tells others how someone has hurt him or is planning to hurt him, his emotions quickly override his intentions to speak only to others. Once one has decided exactly what he wants to say, he should carefully examine his presentation in the light of the seven requirements of constructive speech. He should analyze each thought. Does it contain anything inflammatory? Are there any exaggerations? One should consider possible questions which the listener might ask and how to respond. One should be prepared to respond quickly without stumbling. For once the speaker begins to stumble, it will be hard for him to regain control of the conversation, and that's when the Lashon Hara can begin. Furthermore, the speaker will not prepare himself well, the listener may elicit information that should not be offered. If these precautions seem excessive, imagine the precautions the person would take if you're working in a lab where deadly viruses are studied. To add to that situation, the volume potential Lashon Hara should be treated. But Shlomo Melech declared, death and life are in the power of the tongue.
That was day 86.
You wear gloves, you suit. Fine, now it's day 86. Fine, Bakshim. Now we're holding the wire. We're going back into the place with Rabbi Yitzchak.
That's 14, eh?
Yeah, fine. Fine. Whatever. We have machlokes between Rabbi Yitzchak and the rabbi. What's Rabbi Yitzchak called? Yitzchak called.
If you get Karis, then you get Mrs. and Mrs. and no Mamas.
To teach you, every time you get Karis, you get Karis only and no Mamas. So that's for Yitzchak. For Yitzchak learned, there's every time there's Karis, then there's no Malchus.
Well, how do it?
So now, what the Rabbanan, who's going to be Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon, what do they do with this pasuk of Achaisu? What do they do with this extra word in the Torah, Achaisu? They have to make a drasha. So what do they use it for? So, before they go, so right now, they're really going to switch. But what it says, they end up using it for L'chad. To tell you, let's say, you do three actions, three different, someone is with three different women, three different arayas. But how many times did you get karis? So three, instead of chayse ekshtante, each individual case is special on its own. So therefore, three different names is three different karis. Which means if you have three different people, three different names, there'll be three different karis. That's the Gemara said first. Right? That's what we said the Rabbani do with this pasuk. Three acts.
Teach it over.
Which three, so far, three acts. With three different arise, meaning three different names. But with three different names and three different people equals three cars. So when you have a case of three acts, and three different names, three different people, then you're getting three cars. And it's not just like you would think the Torah put it one under one umbrella. The end of all the people that say you get cars, you get one. No. Every person in the scenario is three acts and three different names, and three people, you get three arrives.
What's his proof for individual?
What's his Karis proof? So he said, we learned the proof of El Isha. El Isha, by a Hebrew said El Isha, and that's the fun.
If it's always the same woman, then you get only one for it.
Coming up.
You have one woman.
Multiple acts of the same woman, you're saying?
Yeah.
Good question.
You want to know, first of all, this whole thing of one thing is only specifically in a case where there's one forgetting. Meaning the guy, he forgot, he ate too much lobster, he just forgot that the target, he forgot Hashem exists, he forgot everything, he's only one forgetting. That's that, he's in a...
Same thing, he's saying one forgetting, the same woman, multiple times.
So it could be one woman, the same woman, the same one, it would only be one curse. If it was really one forgetting, then I think it would come to as one curse. Really one woman and the same avera, the same lady, the way it's usually going to be one time. This, I think, it's going to be one time. Now, there's three acts, three names to be the part. So we said, how do you mean something? He knows this from here. So it's three acts, three different names. I mean, one's a sister, one's all three different things, three different arayas, and three people equals to the question. Equals, we said, so what did Rabbanan have to do with this pasuk? Rabbi Yaakov, what did Rabbanan do with this pasuk? So I said, we'll move this down. So this really is from him. That's the wire switches. When I said, no, this we'll use from him. So I'll use this and I'll learn the same thing. This is Rabbanan learned from that. El Isha, but why did I say El Isha, a woman?
Rabbi people in Kupita. Right.
And then
right.
Why I said, and Rabbi also learned this from me, that why is it El Isha, a woman? Right? It's not like each and every woman is its own curse. Fine. So they'll both learn the same. But now we're back to here. So what did the Rabbana do with Afasai? Still empty box. How do we fill in the blank? Right? So we said, let's say someone is a Russia, the son of a Russia. He has one woman, right? It's one person. One person. Right, and one act.
Right, I heard two.
One person, one act, but three names. Because your sister, your mother's sister, your father's sister. How much does that equal when it's one person, one act, and three names? Achaz, it tells me each and every issue is a new issue. Each and every name the Torah gives you, each and every problem is its own sister. So three problems, your sister, your mother's sister, your father's sister. So therefore, equals three. Good, that's what comes there. That's the score of Tom. Good? Now, what's the problem? What's the next step? Reb Yitzchak, how does Reb Yitzchak know this? Reb Yitzchak used this passage to tell me, you get Karis and no Malchus, right? It says a sister. It teaches you, it says Karis by a sister, you get Karis and no Malchus, right? Reb Yitzchak used this passage to tell me three names and one is three. So, how does Reb Yitzchak know this? He already used the passage. So how does Reb Yitzchak know this halacha? That's the next problem. How does Reb Yitzchak know this place they're from? Oh, fun. Let's see the Gemara. That's the next step. How does Reb Yitzchak know this? Let's see the Gemara. What does the Gemara say about Reb Yitzchak? Let's see the Gemara over here. So we'll start again from Reb Yitzchak Haminali. That's how many months there? Sixteen to 17 lines from the top. Sorry, it's the last two words on the line. Reb Yitzchak. So for Reb Yitzchak called this halacha that three in one. Let's say you have three names in one woman. How do we know you get three? It's three karis. Hamina, this halacha mina. From where lays it to him? From where does he know it from? So Nakli, he brings it out to him, which means he learns it out. Mikavachaymer. He has a kavachaymer. That's what he wants to say right now. He knows it from a kavachayim, the Tanan, right? The Bach changed it. Instead of saying the Tani of Bryce, that's really the Tanan, that's really a Mishnah, the Tanan. Omer Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva told us, tells the story. I asked this question once. Sha'alti, I asked this Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua. I asked Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, this question when they were be'itlis, they were in the marketplace shall Ima'om, of the city of Ima'om. Shahalchu, what were they doing there? They went likach behema to buy an animal lemishta for the wedding, for the party in the wedding. B'nei Shor Rabbi Gamliel, of the son
of Rabbi Gamliel. So that's why I met them in the butcher shop. Rabbi Seder said, why is to tell us all the backgrounds? Good. So what he asked? This, he asked them this question. Rabbi Akiva asked, Rabbi Abba Al-Achais, his son, who comes to his sister, Shehi Achais Avdi, Shehi Achais Imai. It's his sister, it's his father's sister, and his mother's sister. Mau, do you say, what's the halach? Do you say, Eina Chayav Al Kula El Achas? You're not Chayav on all of them, only one. Because since it's many times over the same Achaisa, and it's one body, it's one person, maybe it's one. I know Chayav Al Kula Achas Fa Achas. You're Chayav, you're liable on each and every one. Each since it's three times different sisters, different arise, you get your Chayav three times. This is what they asked. Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua in the marketplace. Amrulai, they said to him, they both told him, they both said the same thing. Zula Shemana. This we never heard. Zula Shemana, we never heard this. We never heard your case, the clear halacha on your case. Our Shemana, we did hear a similar case, a little bit similar. Haba al Chamesh Nashim, someone who comes on five different women, Nidas, who are in the state of Nida, Behalim, Echad, and one forgetting. Right? So it's five women, but it's the same law many times over. So it's similar in a way to Achaisa, to your sister. It's like your sister, it was your sister three times over. Right? It was your own sister, your father's sister, your mother's sister. Right? It was your sister three times over. So here also, it was a Nida five times over. So he said, just like over there, I heard learned Shechayev, you are liable. I'll call Achas VeAchad. Yechayev covers on each one. Yechayev five times. V'nirim Dvarim. It seems that the words could be become a chaymer. It seems that it's a kama chaymer. Uma Anida. Just like and what is it that by Anida? Shehi Shem Echad. It's one name. It's one Arias. It's one name. There's one label on her. And still Chayev. I'll call Achas VeAchad. You're Chayev on each and every woman, even though it's one name, and you did it many times over. Kind of, we hear Shleisha Shemas is three different names, right? Your sister, your father's sister, and your mother's sister. But isn't it all the more so that you should be Chayev? So what's he saying? If in a case where it was one name you're Chayev five times, it was a one forgetting.
One prohibition. No.
One Karis.
One prohibition. It says you're not allowed to be with the Nida in the Torah.
You did it three
one
times.
Name, that's the name.
Fine, but so you
the
did
name
it.
Is one prohibition.
Not fine, you did one prohibition.
Right.
You did one prohibition. Three times, and still we tell you
one prohibition five times.
Sorry, you did one prohibition five times. You get one cut, and you get
five
curries.
Five women.
Oh, that's really one question. Even though it's five, but he's not focusing on that.
Right. He's focusing on just the names. In the
not fine. Exactly.
It says
perfect.
Nida. And it says don't your sister, your
right.
mother's sister, and your father's sister.
Right. Saying if in a case where it was the same thing over and over, and we still give you five times, for sure, where it's different names, for sure, we'll give you. Each and every time. She's saying, you would have thought, because it's a kama chayav, but you would think, why Nida maybe? Since it said you did the same thing many times over. It's one karas, you did the same thing. No, but they still would say it's five times. See, even when it's the same name, the same thing you did five times, oh, we consider it times five. For sure, in a case where it's, you did the thing three times and it's different names,
different.
For sure, three different names, for sure, we'll give you three times. Now, what's the obvious question on that? It's not a comparison. It's not a comparison. Over there, was five different women and five different acts. Here, right, it's true the names, it's one name and here it's three names. Over there was five different women, five different acts. Over here, it's one woman and one act. So you can't compare them. Just go over there, it's five. Maybe over here it's only one. So just write 7%. He says, how does Rabbi Yitzchak know that one person gets one name from a Kalb Chaimer? So here the Kalb Chaimer, here's the Kalb Chaimer, says the Kalb Chaimer, teaches me this thing, three in one equals three. Says Kalb Chaimer, right? If right, you learn it from Anita, Kalb Chaimer from a five Anita. Anita five times, say it's five. For sure over here, so this is where he knows how does he know three in one from here, from a Kalb Chaimer from Anita. So what did Rabbanan do with this Kalb Chaimer then? We have a Kalb Chaimer from Anita. Right. Now the Rabbanans don't need this Kama Chaimer because they already know this halacha from here. Fachais already taught them this halacha. Three in one is considered three. So what are they going to do with this Kama Chaimer now? They don't need the Kama Chaimer. Why is there a problem? If Achaisa taught me already 3 and 1 is 3. Correct? So, what do I do with this Kama Kama? If Yitzhak said the Kama Kama teaches me 3 and 1 is 3. So, if 3 and 1 is 3, so what do I need to do with the Kama Kama? That's the Gemara's next question. That's the Gemara's next problem. Gemara says, the Ida. So, what are the Rabbanan? The Ida is the other ones. The Rabbanan, what are they going to do with the Kama Kama? So, what does he want to say, V'ida? He says, Kavachamer Prichu, this Kavachamer is already refuted. It's already refuted. See, your Kavachamer makes no sense. You know why? Mala Nida. What's the difference by Nida? Shekin Kufim Mukhong is different bodies, so it was different actions. It was different acts. So, of course, over there, it's considered 5 different karas. Over here, where it's one lady, maybe it's considered only one. That's what he says. That's what Gemara says. So if it's 5, so Gemara says. So if so, either Khnami. But now, so he says it's Kalachar makes no sense. You tell me Kalachar is saying, I think the Kalachar makes no sense. No sense. It's not a good Kalachar. The Kalachar doesn't work. It's a bad Kalachar. So what do I say? So what do the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yitzchak say? So Gemara says, 1 second. Kalachar doesn't make sense, then Rabbi Yitzchak also doesn't make sense. It's a refuted Kalachar. So when it says the Idach, well, the Idach Nami, according to the other ones also, I mean, according to Rabbi Yitzchak also, Haivadai, this certainly Kavachayim Aprichas, certainly refuted Kavachayim, the Kavachayim makes no sense. Kavachayim Aprichu, it's a sure a refuted Kavachayim. So, again, what happened over here? He said,
before he was bringing
Kavachayim, it came out, it doesn't make sense. What is Kavachayim? If five different women is 5. Need 5 times karis for sure. One woman is going to be the 3 different lamps. So if you're focusing on a woman, it doesn't make any sense. But if you say it like that, it makes no sense. If 5 different women is 5 karis, for sure one woman is 3 karis. It's not a kavah karma. That's really what he's saying. So, right, if you look at it in the other aspect, he was looking at one point. He was looking at the point. He's saying
if it's one prohibition,
he gives you 5 times. For sure, 3 prohibitions are giving 3 times, right? But there's another aspect over here. Look at the bodies. Over here, it's five bodies. So that's why it's 5 cards. Here's 1 body, and it's 1 card. So why I say this Kalachamer is crossed off? Makes no sense. It's not a good Kalachamer. Finish. Kalachamer doesn't make sense. So then,
right? Yeah, that's wrong.
So back to the question: how does the Rabbana, no, how did the Rabbana know that there's 1 person and 3 Achaisas? You get 3. Meaning, right? If you look through the Rabbana, no, Rabbana, no, Rabbana, Achaisa. If you look through the
Rabbana. He's trying to resolve the Rabban's sphora of where they're holding in lieu of Rabbi Yitzhak or Achos.
No, we're trying to figure out what Rabbi Yitzhak's
for. Rabbi Yitzhak's going to do. Rabbi Yitzchak already used the pasuk.
Ah, I see. I'm sorry. He used up since he used up Achos. Then what is Rabbi Yitzchak using for?
How does he know
that there's multiple punishments or multiple?
No,
multiple
punishments on the woman who has.
On this one, no, he's multiple punishments on multiple things. On this case, 3 Achosos.
Since he's using
multiple punishments on multiple.
On one woman.
Well, that's not one woman, multiple laws.
It's good. So how do you know multiple actions on one woman? But the point is, it's multiple actions and multiple lab, multiple arayas, multiple names will get 3 times. That's what we want to know. So what does he say? So he says,
no, because we've learned multiple actions with multiple actions or multiple people.
We know from that at least.
Right.
It's multiple actions.
That's what I'm saying.
So multiple actions in one person. Multiple actions. And one person, but you have multiple actions and multiple lavin in one group. One group. Right. That's what you want to know. How do you know this halacha? That multiple action, multiple.
In one group?
In one group. Is what, so what does he want to say?
In one action, multiple action.
They tried to do a couple of more.
Multiple sins in one action, basically. They did one. Multiple sins in one action. That's the reality. Multiple sins in one action.
commit one action, you transgress.
Right, and multiple names. Now, the thing, and multiple names. Good. Fine, multiple names, multiple things, and one action. Good. So, what does the West say? So, what is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines to the bottom. He learns it from a new word, Achaisai. He learns it from the word Achaisai from the end of the pasuk. We until now, Rabbi Yitzchak said before that you get Karsa no Malkus because it said the extra word Achaisai in the beginning of the pasuk. But that same pasuk, it said Achaisai again. So the fact that it said Achaisai again from the end of the pasuk, that's how I know this halacha. That's how I know the three.
One.
In fact, there's
two achas, two sisters.
It's an extra time,
it's an achas.
And we don't need it at all, right? The first one already we said is extra, because it already says the achas by the arise in Vayikra. Erase them. So in the same puzzle, it says it twice, so they're both extra. And the extra achas, right, that whole puzzle was extra. We didn't need that puzzle altogether, because we already know that someone sleeps with their sister gets cards. So it says achas an extra time at the end of that puzzle. So that teaches me that each and every one, three,
in one action.
In one action, three arise is going to be considered three. It's an extra time achasa. So that's how he'll know three in one is three. Now, just for a second, let's see Rashi over here. Where does it say achasa the seifa? Rashi says, it says, Erbas achasa gila. The erb of his sister he revealed, which he had a fancy gemara, you can look at the gemara on the side by the psukim. It said, what did the pasuk say? You can see it says it twice. So this whole pasuk is extra, first of all, because we don't need it. Because they already said it. What does it say? The ish asher yikach es achasei, a man who takes his sister, bas aviv, the daughter of his father, a bas imai, or the daughter of his mother, the ra'a es arvasa, and he sees her arva, the hiritir es arvasa, chasin urichse ben ha'amim, arvas achasei, what's the last words of the pasuk? Arvas achasei gila. So again, it says, where Achaisa, at the end of the pasuk again, the ever of his sister revealed, Avon needs to carry the Aver. So why does it say Achaisa again at the end of the pasuk? Because Rabbi Yitzchak says, it's to teach me, this case, when you have a scenario where it's multiple Averis, multiple Arais in one action, then you still get three. Fun. So that is Rabbi Yitzchak. What do you say, Rabbi Brown?
Every time I'm a yoke with a sister, it's considered three actions?
No. It's in our fancy scenario, where it was your sister, and the sister, or your father, and your sister, the mother. But the case we learned yesterday, the rush of the son.
Does the someone say that your sister is also the...
That's the next case, the next line they were, that your sister, the father, your sister, your mother. That's the next line they were. That's coming up. So, right now, what's the next problem? So, what do the Rabbanan do with the Sachaisa? What are they going to do here with the Sachaisa? What do the Rabbanan do with the Sachaisa? This extra Sachaisa, Rabbi Yitzchak tells me that 3 and 1 is considered 3. So, what do the Rabbanan do with this extra Sachaisa? That's the wise next problem. So, the Idah and the Rabbanan. Achaisai the seifa lamali. Why do I need to say achaisai in the end of the pasuk? Extra time. Stigmar answers lechayvay to make a person liable al achaisai on a sister bas aviv u bas imai, who is the daughter of your mother and the daughter of your father. Laimar she'enai shemenadi. Now, what in the world does this mean? What's the word mean?
Full sister.
Your full sister. That wasn't me. How do we know when it's your sister from your mother and from your father, you get karis? Now, what's the problem? It should be obvious. No? What does the pasuk say? We just saw this pasuk itself. What does the pasuk say? Chana, what does this pasuk say? Fancy Gemara? Fancy Gemara?
I don't have a
fancy. I got a fancy Gemara. What does it say, fancy Gemara? What does it say? Ish, a man who takes his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother. Right? It said either or. What does the pasuk say? A man who takes the daughter of his father or the daughter of his mother, then he gets karas. True?
You're talking about half sisters.
Good. We're talking about half sister. Now, what about a scenario where they're whole sisters?
Let's
say maybe if it's your whole sister, you don't get karis. Now, really, it's a funny thing to think about. So if someone's your whole sister, they're already, they're at least one of them, they're already your half sister and your whole sister. Why should I think you don't get karis? So you want to say kavachamah? It's a question. What I need, you need a kavachamah. If someone's my sister, it's this person's sister for the father and for the mother. It's for sure at least one of them.
Maybe you might think that it's more stringent. Maybe it's more stringent than you might want to think. I'm saying, if the Torah is singling out a lesser penalty for Karis, you might.
It's nothing, Karis is the highest, nothing more.
So you could get Mises Basin.
Karis is the highest.
You get Mises Basin?
It's not. Karis is the worst. Karis is even worse than Mises Basin in a certain way. Huh? I say, Karis is worse.
No way.
It's not Karis, not worse? What, just because you can do two many things, it's not worse, doesn't mean it's not worse. So you can do karis, you know bad karis is?
Cut off
from this world and from the next world. You get cut off, and then there's karis. But I really, there's children going to die. If you don't do tshuva, karis, fine, in a certain sense, it's less because you could do tshuva. Yeah. But karis is getting cut off in this world and the next world.
You get karis and ma'akas.
Oh, that's already switching the shiva, but saying nothing to do with that, but stop. You're saying, but still, in logic, it doesn't make sense. In logic, if you tell me if she's father, if she's your sister from the mother, it's not any different if she's from both. It's either or. So what's the difference from both? She's sister from the father or from the mother. If you just married a slave, she's for sure from one of them. She's for sure. So really, it's the Meiri's question. The Meiri asks, it's really in Yavama Sabrina, it's going. Who's the Meiri? I don't know who the Meiri was. The Meiri was, I don't know his name, but he was an early Akron. But basically, he brings down from two Rishonim the Torah like this. He says the following. He says that he brings that for people earlier than it. He said this, he had this pshat, that usually if you have a sister from your father, you just call her your sister, you just call her Achaisai. You don't have to stay from the father. That's a normal way of speaking. Then normally when you speak, you say a sister just for the father. You don't have to stay for the father. You just say a sister. So the fact that the Torah specifically said a sister for your father sounds like it's only for your father and not for your mother. That's where he's starting from. That why did it have to speak out the sister of your father? Like explicitly. It's obvious. If you say sister, only the sister of your father. So he says that that's why we think that it's specifically only a sister from your father and not from both. Because if she could have just said a sister, why did it say a sister from a father? So it sounds like only she's a sister from your father and not a sister from your mother, not from both. Now, how does it could be to me when you say it's right? That really the reason behind that would be because it's too strict. But why would I think that in the psukim? Meaning in the psukim, why should I think that if it's for your mother and father, then you don't get karas. Why should I think such a thing? Meaning logically, why should I think such a thing?
I would think maybe it's more. Because I'll tell you why, logically. If the Torah is bringing out a case that could be lighter, Torah always brings out the most severe case. No? When you treat teaching like a paradigm for a penalty, you always bring out this most severe case. So you would think the most severe case would be sleeping with your whole sister. And then half sister wouldn't be as severe.
Because
so the fact that it's bringing out your half sister on both, maybe it's something different for your whole sister.
And then we say that they obviously the Shrine don't like that Torah. They still think it doesn't make a difference. Your half sister, whole sister, your sister. It shouldn't make a difference to us. It should be called Chomer. They think that it's simple, you should still get karis. It's part of the arise. They don't think it should be anything worse. That's what Shrine they say it should be. Oh, fine. So let's see the Gemara again. So Gemara says, what is Rabbanan doing with this Achaisai? Saying to teach you on a scenario where it's your sister from the father and the sister from your mother. So I wouldn't know, it's not obvious that you get karis. The psukim don't say it. The psukim only say either or. Right? So when it's both, I need a positive teach me. But what does the Gemara say? Loimar, but it's also going to teach me what? She'ein ein shem in adin. That you don't learn out punishments from a Minadin, from a judgment, meaning from a Kavul Chomer. Minadin means from a Kavul Chomer. You don't learn out judgments, punishments from a Kavul Chomer. That's the rule. You're not a Shem. For example, we said if she's the father, just if a woman is just your sister from your father, you get karis. For sure, if she's your father and mother, you should get karis. That's what I would say. Right?
If she's.
The Torah says, we don't want a sister kavah. Therefore, you need a pasuk to tell me. Meaning, the Torah says, if she's a sister of your father, you get karas. Good? And how do I know if she's both? How do I know she's a sister of your father and your mother, you still get karas? How do I know? Oh, why can I learn it from a kavah chomer?
Because
we don't learn from a kavah chomer. Good. So why didn't I learn from a kavah? So again, what's the Gemara saying? It says, achos, it says, how do I know a father? How do I know a sister just for your father and not for your mother? So how do I know a sister for your father and mother get cars? How do I know you get cars? Sister for your father and mother. So we want to say it's for Achos. Right? We say it's for Achos. We're saying, why can't you learn out of a Kavach Chaimer? Learn out of a Kavach Chaimer. If she's your sister for the father, she gets cars, you get cars. For sure, if it's both. No, Chana, you want to say this, Judy?
Sorry?
If she's your sister for your father, you get cars.
Right.
So what should be the halacha if it's both? For sure
you
should
get
cars. For sure you should get cars.
But you're saying that's
oh, we're saying you can't make kavah chomer from a din. Because what I'm saying, you can't learn out punishments of courage from a kavah chomer. You can't do that. Therefore, I need this positive halacha to teach that to me. So according to Rabbi, let's say, what do I need that question for? There's not much from your sister, from your father. And
I have a question. If you can't learn out punishment from Kavach HaMer, we learn it out.
I see. Pesukah was Russia's. Can
you learn out halacha from it?
What do you mean, learn out halacha?
What's the first Kavach HaMer? You're not going to learn out.
You can learn out punishments. You can learn out a lot of halachas. Learn out punishments. We see in the studio, you learn out as hard as what's not allowed and allowed, not the punishment. If we don't understand the severity of punishment, we can't decide how punishments work. Saying, if you do this, that, we don't know the whole system in Shemayim, how Hashem makes punishments. That's one object. You can't make kavach chomer. Where do I know how punishments work? You can't start making your own chashbonos and what this punishment and that punishment. You don't know how punishments work. You can't start saying
prohibition. You can
learn, obviously. Yeah, and not the cars. We're trying to learn the cars. Our whole question was: how do you know if someone is with a sister from the father and mother? Right, you get cars. The Talmud says if it's fun just for the father. Just in mind, how do you know from both it still gets cars? So you say you like a kavach chomer. We say you can't. So must be I need a pasuk. I need a pasuk to teach me that a sister for a father and for the mother you still get cars. I need a pasuk. I couldn't learn it from a kavach chomer. Fine. The Gemara says. So the either chayzeh say for the chayzeh chayzeh bas other ubas ima. Fine. The idach. So now, what's the idach now? Was that actually before the next step? Let's see Rashi. A big Rashi. She'ein anshim and adin. You can't learn out of unish from a kavach chomer. You can't learn out of punishment of karis from a kavach chomer. What does Rashi say? Sorry, behold. Unish al bas imay, shaloi bas avin. Let's say we know you get punished on someone who's the daughter of your mother, who's not the daughter of your father, ubas avid, or someone who's the daughter of your father, shelo bas ima, who's not the daughter of your mother, shenema, like it says, bas avid, oy bas ima. What does the pasuk say? Either the daughter of your father, or the daughter of your mother. So that's what the pasuk can tell me. So how do I know if it's both? You still get Kairos. So the Yesh Lama, there is this name, someone would want to tell you. Kosher king, that it's a kosher king. Maybe it's like a kavach chomer, all the more so. Sha'anash, abas ava ubas iman. If you just get punished on just the sister of your father, or just the sister of your mother, for sure you should get punished. Kairos, when it's both. Aval im amrit kach, but if you say this, onash tam and adin, you just learned out a punishment from a kavach chomer. You can't do that. Therefore, Neymar, you have to say, it says, Achai Sai the Seifa. That's why Rabban is saying, I need the extra Achai Sai from the end of the Pasuk to teach me that even though it's your sister for the fire and the mother, you still get Karas. That's what the Rabban are going to do with the extra word, Achai Sai. That's what comes out. What I want to know now, the idach. What about now? Rabbi Yitzchak, how does Rabbi Yitzchak know that when someone is with their sister from the father and from the mother, you get karis? How does Rabbi Yitzchak know this? Now we're back to Rabbi Yitzchak. How does Rabbi Yitzchak know this halacha? The question is, Rabbi Yitzchak uses pasuk already to teach me three, one woman gets three. So how does he know this halacha? He's always one behind. You can say he's always trailing behind. So how does he know? As a sister for the father and the mother, you still get karis. Where does he know that from? And then we need a source for Rabbi Yitzchak. So Rabbi Yitzchak, the Idach has Rabbi Yitzchak. Iba is Ema. If you want, you could say, why is it going to be two pshat? What's the first pshat? Gomer Einesh Mazhara. We learn at the punishment from the warning. Now, what does that mean exactly? We could learn it from the warning. Let's see Rashi. So he's going to find the warning where you're warned on both, where it's a sister from the father and the mother. And then he'll assume from there that you get karas. Let's see Rashi. Gomar, Einish Mastara. He learns out the punishment for the warning. The Le'inian Astara, because what regarding the topic of a warning, exhibit says, Achais Chahi Yiseira. It says the extra time the word Achais Chahi. Lahazir, to warn you, al achaisa on his sister, bas avim, the daughter of your father, ubas imai, and the daughter of your mother. Now, where is this extra word? I mean, it's not or achaisa, it's a different pasuk. It's achaisa, it's a different pasuk. Shenarika says, erbas, bas eshes avicha, the daughter of the daughter of your father's wife, veladis avicha, achaisa, she is your sister. So it said Achaischi specifically to teach me that she's your sister, your father, your mother, you're still warned on her when she's a sister from both. So again, saying we have an extra pasuk of Achaischi.
So how does Rabbi Yitzchak know this from? He knows it's from Achaischi.
That's Rabbi Yitzchak
knows
from
your sister, from your father.
Learning it from
Gezer
Shabbat from this pasuk.
I
think so. Is it Achaischi?
No, when it's not even mixed, my sister and father and the mother is getting what's called your sister, father and the mother. This is the warning. This is the warning. You're warned, and you have a prohibition on your sister of the father and the sister of the mother. Who's the extra pasuk? So now we just understand. You already got warned on it. Obviously, if you're getting punished, the punishment will go on the case of the warning. Meaning, I didn't learn out the punishment from a kal v'chomer or from an extra pasuk. I learned out the warning. But once you're warned on this thing, right, obviously, when you're getting punished, the punishment is going to go on whatever you're warned on. Right? If you're punished on such a scenario of sister, the Torah is. If you're warned on a scenario when the Torah is giving you karis for a sister, obviously it includes this case also. That's the one I wants to say. If you're warned on this case, for sure, obviously the punishment also refers to this case. So let's see Rashi further.
You're warned on the case of sister.
And from the father and mother, for the extra word in the warning, right? Warn me on a sister from the father and the mother. So obviously when the Torah is going to tell you to get karis, even though it didn't tell me, obviously the punishment is going to go on the case you're warned. It will also, but I'm not making the punishment from a kavachaymer. I'm saying it's obviously because you just have extra positive on the warning. That's what you want. That's what the Gemara is saying now. Since you were warned of this type of sister, when we tell you karis for a sister, obviously it includes this case. That's what Rashi says. Uma as hard. What is it? Just like
in the.
It's not Gezer Shava.
You have this Achasa.
It's not because Achasa.
You have your full sister, and you have your Achasa, in our case, meaning half-sister and half-sister, and here it means full sister, and therefore, because you're warned here,
why does it say that?
The other case,
I didn't say anything. Why doesn't it have to feel us to come on to that? It's much simpler. This is the case you're warned on when I tell you get a Karis. This is the case you get Karis on. Well, I don't need Gezer Shava. I mean, if in the warning I included this case, then the punishment also.
If in the warning
I included this case. So when I'm punishing you for a sister, it's all going back on this case. I don't need to say Rishon. It's going back on any old case of sister.
I'm not
getting a Kavachomer. I'm just telling you, I warned you, don't do A, B, C, and if you do them, you get Karas. So the Karas goes back on the warnings, not a Kavachomer. I said, don't.
It's not two different places. It's within the same puzzle.
It's not the same puzzle.
No, but it's in the warning. The warning tells you don't be with your sister and for your father, and don't be with your sister for your father and mother.
Okay.
Good. So, all right. Then I have another part that says if you're with your sister, you get karas. So whatever sister means, you figure out yourself what it means. So I already have the warning. The warning you already told me it means both.
All
right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going back on your warning. Are you already forewarned on this scenario? You don't need. So the karas also go back on all those cases. Let's see what Rashi says. Uma azhara. What is it in the warning? Loi chilek, we didn't make a difference between achaisai bas aved sheloi bas imai. We didn't make a difference between the sister for the daughter, father, and not for the mother. Bas imai sheloi bas aved. Ula achaisai, or a sister, shehi bas aved u bas imai. Fine, they take it out of the first bracket. Some people. Af ba'inish, so too in the punishment, unless you'll get punished, al achaisai bas aved bi imai. Kach, you'll get punished also on the sister of a father and a mother. Ka'achoyza, just like a sister, the bas aviv shaloi bas imay, of a sister that's from the father and not from the mother. Bas imay shaloi bas aviv, or from the mother and not from the father. Say, if that was the warning, then that's obviously.
Was already specific, and the penalty doesn't have to be.
That's what he's saying. You know, it's obvious. Meaning, right. in the penalty also didn't exclude our case. In the cards, we never excluded our case. We're just saying it's not so obvious. It wasn't so obvious to us. I only said if it's just the father, just the mother. It wasn't so obvious. Saying, and now it's obvious, because in the warning I warned you on the scenario that's both. And this case also obviously was saying either or both, meaning A, either it's your mother, sister from the mother, or from the father, or both.
Implied.
It's implied that here also refers to. Oh, that flash, yeah, stop it here.